Now in verse 4 he says, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Now I would say that that is very plain talk. I would say that that is very blunt speech. In other words, what he's saying is this. We do know, verse 3, that is, we know by experience. We know that. And that is in contrast to that esoteric knowledge of the Gnostics. Now, this is the negative. Disobedience to Christ is a proof that we do not know him. This is plain and it's direct language. Disobedience to Christ on the part of a professing Christian is tantamount to being a liar. In other words, the life is a lie. And this is putting it rather blunt. There are a great many people today that say, "I'm a child of God." But are they a child of God? It's one thing to say I'm a child of God and to say I'm a Christian, and it's another thing to be a possessor of eternal life, to have a new nature that cries out to the Father and calls him Father and wants to obey him and loves his word. You can't make me believe today that all of these church members that have no love for the word of God and they're disobedient to Christ, you can't make me believe that they are really God's children. I don't think so. Don't believe that could be true at all. And just to say I'm a child of God, that's one thing. But to know the experience of regeneration, that's something else. And therefore, John's making it very clear here. We do know that we know him because we keep his commandments. And as we saw, we're not talking about the legal commandments of the Old Testament, but the commandments that he's given to the church. And if a child of God does not have a love for those commandments, he's in the very gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity, as the scripture puts it. The Lord Jesus, when he was here in the flesh, said, "I do always those things that please him." Well, I can't say that, but I can say I want to please him. And I have dedicated my life to that. And I find that I fall and stumble. But my beloved, I want to please him. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But this corroborates his faith when he's able to know in his heart, I want to do God's will. And the natural man never did want to do God's will. And he puts it here, oh boy, is this strong. He that saith, "I know him and keepeth not his commandments," is a liar. Now, I didn't say that, friends. John said that. And then John would tell you that the Holy Spirit's the one that prompted him to say it. And the truth is not in him, a man that makes a statement like that.